Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Yes, doesn't it feel good to be alive today? Here we are with the gift of a Wednesday. Welcome to this day. Are you ready to live it well? Well, girl, I am ready to get it started with you. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is Sick from the Waves. How long will you be unsettled over what has already happened? Will you miss the peace of today because of the disturbance of a yesterday that's already passed? Our human bodies are so intricately made that they have survival mechanisms built in, controlled by our subconscious. We don't think about how to balance. Our brain just goes to work balancing us since we first learned to do it at 1 year old. But what if this amazing gift of adaptation our Creator has given us must be managed? What if our ability to adapt has prohibited us from seizing what is here now because we're still reacting to what has happened before? Are you still reacting to what has happened before? I was on a houseboat for 11 days, and the first few days I had to adapt to the movements of the boat. The sway caused by the water eventually became my new normal, and I no longer noticed the movement. I was perfectly fine until I got off the boat. I have spent the past 2 days literally spinning with motion sickness because what I got used to abruptly stopped. If the fourth floor of this hotel room in Georgia is swaying, I'm in trouble. I know it's not, but my body still feels the motion of the boat, which I got used to. Honey, maybe you were in a storm and God came in and calmed that storm, but you're still living in turmoil because it's what you got used to. You adapted to the trouble. You learned to live with the problem. But have you paused to see if the problem is even still present? Have you stopped to consider maybe the negative you became accustomed to is no longer present, but you're still responding to the negative as if you're still in the middle of it? And now you're creating a wave of problems where there should be peace because you don't know how to step onto the solid ground here for you today. Sadly, some of us have learned to dwell in chaos. We learn to sit in continual worry. We only know how to wake up in conflict. It's as if it follows you into every stage of life, every new job, and each new relationship. But look around, sister. You are the common denominator here. And when you understand that you're the common denominator in the continual chaos, aren't you left to wonder if maybe you're creating some of it? Maybe you are stirring this up? Here I am standing in the shower of a perfectly still building, and I'm swaying. It's not the building's fault. The contractor, the manager, and the maid are not to blame. I'm swaying because of what I just walked out of. But I'm still reacting to it. What is it you just walked out of, but you're still reacting to? You walked out of one bad relationship, but now you may be ruining a good one because you're still reacting to what was before. One person did you wrong, and now you assume everyone could do the same. So you're continually reacting in old ways, recreating a cycle of sickness. Look around. Has God cleared the storm? But you're reliving the wind and the waves to the point that it's destroying your sunshine now? Has the battle been won, but you're back here reliving the fight and feeling defeated? It's not the storm that will take you out. It's your focus on the storm. It's your diverted eyes from Jesus. It's your assumption that what you went through will determine what is ahead. It's your continual reaction to what already happened that disturbs the offering of peace today. Remember the story of Jesus walking on water to the disciples in the middle of a storm? And remember the one brave follower of Jesus who got to walk on the water to him? It's Matthew chapter 14, and I'm going to be reading verses 28 through 32. So Peter says, "Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water." And Jesus says, "Come on." And then Peter got down out of the boat and he walked on the water and he came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. And then those who were in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." You see, Jesus continually invites us to do the impossible with him. He invites us to overcome. He invites us to break through. He invites us to level up. I bet he's been inviting you to do something right now, but you're scared. Won't you trust him anyway? Won't you trust him today? Won't you take his hand and dare to see what is truly possible with him? My word for this year is possible. Each day I've been trying to focus on what God is saying is possible in my life now. And what I've discovered is it's bigger than I ever dared to imagine before. It's greater than anything I could have dreamed of. It's better than anything I could have ever whipped up on my own. But it's dang scary. May we learn to face the fear and go afraid. Go uncertain. Go feeling unequipped. Go with that mental chatter that tells you you're not good enough. Honey, I have got that mental chatter too every single day of my life. It's there. But you learn to go on with that mental chatter that tells you you're not enough and dare to see that God has already made you more than enough. You will never know what is possible if you just sit there making your fancy 5-year plans in the boat. I love that the Bible records Peter actually sinking on the water. It shows us that we too will sink sometimes after bold and courageous acts of faith. And that's normal. It's normal to still need Jesus. Never stop needing him. I promise he will never stop rescuing you. But notice this. Notice what it says. It says, when they climbed in the boat, the wind died down, and then those who were in the boat worshiped him. So many of us have climbed back in the boat and the wind has died down, but we're stuck in reliving the fact that we almost drowned. We're so busy retelling the story of how darn bad it was that we're forgetting what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be worshiping him. If we retell the story, let it be a story of how he rescued us, how he came when we called, how he did the impossible on our behalf, how he was faithful even when we wavered, not the story of how bad it was, not how dark the night was, how tall the waves were, how little the boat was, how no one else on the boat would do a darn thing to help you, how you were out on the water without an oar. My friends, that's how we get caught in a storm that has already passed. That's how we forfeit the peace that was destined for you today. That's why you stay stirred up and exhausted, because you're stuck in a storm that Jesus already saved you from, but you're reliving the wrong part. Relive how he saved you. Relive how he provided. Relive how a million little details work together to help you make it through, and praise him for it. Maybe you're already on steady ground, but what happened before still has you swaying. That's normal, but don't allow yourself to get stuck in that pattern. Look up. If you're not in that storm anymore, then stop reliving it. God has created a firm foundation for you to stand here. And with that firm foundation, he once again extends his hand and asks if you're ready for what he has for you next. Are you ready for the next impossible he will make possible? Honey, are you just swaying around in the after effects of a storm he has already cleared? Are you still upset over something that he has already gotten you out of, but you're forfeiting your peace today because of what was? Don't stay stuck in that. Really, how long are you going to be unsettled over what has already happened? Are you missing the peace of today because of disturbance of yesterday that has already passed? Look around. Maybe he's already cleared that storm and you can live in peace today. Firm foundation is right here for you. Don't stay stuck in that other stuff. You're meant to be worshiping him here, praising him here, noting everything he did to get you through it. All right, girls, are you ready to pray today? Come on and join me. Hey, God, good morning. God, we are so grateful that you have given us a new day of life. And God, I thank you for every storm you have rescued us from. I thank you for every time we were sinking and you came in and saved us. God, if we're going to relive it, we're going to relive the part where you saved us. We're going to relive how you provided against all odds, how you made the impossible possible. Help us, God, to relive our stories right. We don't need to relive how bad it was, how horrible it was, how everybody was against us. That's not what we need to be reliving. So God, help us to get it right so that we can be praising you the way we should be on the other side of the storm. Lord, help us to see the storms that you have cleared that we no longer need to be stuck in. God, I thank you for the peace that you are offering today. And I pray that every one of us would accept it, that we would be found worshiping and praising you instead of focusing on the storm that we went through or the storm that might be ahead. I thank you for the peace of today. We dwell in that today. Lord, I am so grateful for everyone you have brought to hear this, and I thank you for the way your Holy Spirit is just dividing up these words to speak individually to each personal situation that each one is facing. I thank you for the way you do that, and I just ask, Lord, that you would continue to use these words in this time to speak to us and build us up and to help us to live up to the potential you placed within us. God, I thank you that you come in and you do the impossible on our behalf. Thank you for every time you have rescued us. Thank you for every storm you have calmed. Thank you for every path you have made right through those storms that you have made the impossible possible. Lord, I pray for your provision for today, exactly what is needed, and I pray for your protection over our families. Thank you so much for the opportunity to live today. In the name of Jesus, amen. My friends, I come to you still swaying. Oh, but so grateful to be here with you. Have a beautiful day of life. I'll meet you again tomorrow. I love you wildly. Bye-bye.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the big life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.